Thank you and good afternoon. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has been busy the last 2 days as they've confiscated thousands of marijuana plants as well as pounds of processed bud. McKinleyville resident Sean Hogan was one of 5 arrests on Monday morning after Mendocino deputies and other assisting agencies responded to Cato Road in Laytonville. During the search, more than 400 plants were confiscated, and more than 400 pounds of processed bud were located at the scene as well. Law enforcement also arrested 4 out-of-county residents, Johnny Bassett, Dakota Polito, Marina Connell, and John Marker. They were all booked into county jail on numerous charges. Later that afternoon, deputies responded to North Highway 101 in Laytonville, and that search resulted in the confiscation of more than 1,300 marijuana plants. No suspects were located at the scene, and personnel from the Department of Fish and Wildlife are also investigating possible charges of illegal water diversion, waste issues, and illegal grading. On Tuesday afternoon, personnel were back out again as they served 5 different search warrants at Hunt Ranch in Laytonville, as well as Red Mountain in Leggett. In total, more than 6,000 marijuana plants were confiscated, and no suspects were located at the scene. Possible water diversion and illegal grading is also being investigated as well. Following a 4-1 vote, the Rio Del City Council will reconsider the medical marijuana land use ordinance that would allow cannabis-related activities to be located in the former Eel River Sawmills industrial area. In last month's meeting, the council did not approve the land use ordinance in what was a surprise to the community. Following last night's vote, the city council will hold another meeting on August 16th to further direct staff. A special meeting will also be held next Tuesday to consider placing an advisory measure on commercial medical marijuana on the November ballot. Tuesday night, Eureka police located the Dodge Magnum that was stolen during a robbery at a Bayshore Way home in Eureka early that morning. The victim returned to his home only to be met by 2 armed men, who handcuffed him and forced him inside, demanding access to his safe. The suspect stole the safe's contents and fled in the victim's Dodge Magnum, and while the car was located later that night near Hawthorne and A Streets, the suspects were nowhere to be found, and they remain at large. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office released another update on the condition of Johnny, the canine unit who was stabbed in the neck during a drug bust last Thursday. Johnny was discharged from the animal hospital Friday night. However, his condition worsened and checked back in with an upper respiratory infection. He remains in stable condition. Trinity County Sheriff Bruce Haney thanked the public for their continuous outpouring of support. The Arcata Fire District responded to a brief fire at the Alibi Bar and Restaurant on the Arcata Plaza this morning. When personnel arrived on scene, they observed a commercial grease fire that was confined to the kitchen, and crews quickly extinguished the fire within a matter of minutes. Aside from cooking appliances, no fire damage was done to the building, and no injuries were reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Eureka man was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office announced that 34-year-old Eureka man Joshua Keyes will be sentenced to 9 years and 4 months in state prison after he pleaded guilty to 1 count of attempted robbery and 1 count of robbery, all while having 1 strike against him from a 2001 conviction. Keyes assaulted and attempted to rob a man at gunpoint at a gas station in Eureka on February 10th of this year, but he dropped a cell phone that led to his identification and arrest as he fled the scene. On February 18th, the victim of a residential burglary was able to ID Keyes as the man who broke into his house and stole money, a firearm, and other items. Keyes must serve 85% of that 9-year sentence.
Thank you, Dan. Eureka police arrested 6 people after serving a search warrant at an O Street residence on Monday morning. The POP team located 2 loaded firearms, more than 9 ounces of heroin, $7,000 in cash, along with small amounts of marijuana, meth, and prescription drugs. The warrant was a part of an ongoing investigation into drug sales activity, and among those arrested were Monte Jarnigan of Hoopa, Roscoe Riddell of Eureka, and William Wright of Eureka. Eureka police also responded to a security alarm at the Waste Management Authority on West Hawthorne Street early that morning as well, and found two men inside. The suspects, 57-year-old Lloyd Parker and 37-year-old Jean-Pierre Carboneau, were quickly located, but Carboneau resisted arrest when the canine unit Vex was deployed, and he fought with the dog and his handler before being restrained. Both were booked on burglary charges. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.